What's going on, America? Kate Delaney, America Tonight. Just thinking of different ways to roll into this thing. Right at the top, I got to give a shout out to my pal, Dale in Missouri. Dale, you win the prize for the best advice. One night, I talked about having problems with mosquitoes, and everybody had theories on what to do, how we could get rid of the mosquitoes. Somebody said blow fans in the backyard. Somebody else told me to get those little clip-on things that you use. You know, I'm talking about the off clip-on things, and that would chase the mosquitoes away. And really, I have tried so many ways to do this, and some of them worked a little bit, even the fogger and the sprays and everything. But apparently I have too much shrubbery and greenery or something around, you know, the backyard. And I did the Dale idea where I take laundry sheets, you know, they're like bounce, and you put them in your pocket and walk around with that. And I had a couple of them sort of near my feet, I guess, because that's where they get you. You know, they get you on the ankles, and then you are just itching yourself to death. It's the worst. I never had problems with mosquitoes. So anyway, Dale, hats off. Woohoo! You get the credit for that one. The daily salute from me to you, because I did it and it really, really, really worked. Sometimes those home remedies or those old wives' tales really pay off, and that was one that paid off. So if you're having problems with mosquitoes, Dale's advice was pretty solid. I'm going to say go ahead and get some of those laundry sheets, and you might be able to chase away at least some of the mosquitoes that perhaps are pelting you around the outside of your house or even your apartment, wherever, it doesn't matter. I don't know what the deal is with these gas plant explosions. This is, you know, here we go again, but 8 people were injured, 4 critically, dozens of explosions. It was a propane plant that went up, and four people were critically hit in this one. And as I said, there was a series of them. So they say you could hear the explosion up to 10 miles away. They're not ruling out human error. They say it looks like workers were on the assembly line when the fire broke out. And one person is listed definitely in critical condition at the University of Florida Health Shands Hospital. 3 other went to another hospital in Orlando. And it's just this huge, raging fire. It's the Blue Rhino propane plant, which is 30 miles northwest of Orlando. So it's stocked with, think about it, it's stocked with 43,000 20-pound propane tanks that you use for backyard grilling. In fact, I think we've used Blue Rhino. But anyway, there were 3 90,000-gallon bulk tanks of propane at this plant that didn't ignite in the fire, thank goodness, because then it would have even been worse. That's what the Orlando Sentinel's saying. The sheriff's office in that direction says that they had an evacuation zone that was reduced to a half-mile radius from initially a 1-mile area that was blocked off. So, and the good thing here, unlike West Texas with the fertilizer plant deal, the nearest residential area is about a 1/4 mile from the plant. So still not, you know, not necessarily that far away, but a little bit further away. And this happened at night. So the explosions happened just before 11 o'clock. Just boom, boom, boom. And nearby people say the houses shook, so they felt like it was some kind of crazy earthquake, but it wasn't. It was what happened at this propane tank. And what the company does is the company cleans the tanks, refills them, checks the valves, then they're stocked on pallets that are stacked up about 5 high. And on a normal night, workers refill about 50 would be a lot, 5,000 tanks. So think about that. And think about the possibilities of what could happen if there was some kind of worker error or something else, or somebody intentionally did whatever. The what could happen to that plant is just kaboom all the way across. And it practically was. It's just lucky mathematically that they weren't filling up more, that they didn't have more that were stacked up. But very, very scary. that the people in that area had no idea. And the timing of that is crazy, because there it is right before, you know, an hour before midnight, and that's what the people wake up to. Big news, and something that we've talked about too, that I got to mention here, got to get it in, slip it in at the top, is the delay of the Obamacare employer mandate. That what's going to happen is going to cost the government how much? See, there's always a price tag, isn't it? $10 billion. So the CBO, yes, said that it'll cost that much. That's the expanding coverage for the uninsured. It's going to rise to $1.375 billion from 2014 to 2023. And if you remember, in talking about employers and healthcare and where we headed with healthcare and, you know, what we can expect, people complaining about their premiums, which I would be one of them, just like any of you. It's really a kick when you start to add up how much money you've got to pay, out-of-pocket expenses. Like I always say, right now I want you to take your wallet out if you have an insurance card, look at it, and kiss it goodbye, because it's not going to look that way. If you like your insurance, I'm sorry, it's not going to look that way again, and I doubt it. So the CBO, the Congressional Budget Office, found in their analysis that they released this week that the government's going to collect $10 billion less in penalty payments that would have been collected in 2015 because of the mandate. So they say the cost of expanding the coverage for the uninsured is going to rise. And that's an increase of, less than 1% from the previous estimate in May due to the mandate delay and blah, 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 other changes in the law. The White House announced, early in the month, they would delay a requirement for employers with 50 or more workers to offer affordable coverage or face fines. Instead of going into effect next year, the provision was put off to 2015, a major, major concession to business groups, because the delay took, took a lot of this administration's allies and even some who are against the Obama administration by massive surprise. So opponents of the health care law see the delay as a sign that they've run into trouble, and that's what I think it is. They're not ready to go with this thing. It's not a bone to Republicans or pro-business types, Republican or Democrat. It doesn't have to be an R or D. I think it's about, we're not ready to roll with this thing. We can't get it out. There's no way. No way. By the way, uninsured people without access to coverage at work will be able to start shopping for a health plan October 1st. Middle class people will be able to pick from a range of private insurance plans with the new federal tax credits to help them pay their premiums. This is the Obama affordable health care that we supposedly are going to see. Low-income people will be steered to an expanded version of Medicaid in states that accept it, and that starts on January 1st. So how about that? Coming up this hour on America Tonight, great rewrap. We talked to my pal Greg Stebbin about ATMs. Beware. Beware of the ATMs and things, the hidden fees, things you don't know. Also, we're going to talk to John Hill, who's got a great business going called It's Your Business Good Contractors List, so you can find reputable guys. And Pete Sepp, National Taxpayer Union, about the budget. Stay with us. More to come here on ATM. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring, because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis, but it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America, and he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier, and I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Join us in Joshua Tree, California, August 9th through 11th for the Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, a weekend of in-depth exploration into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, and new evidence of ongoing contact. The conference will feature films, panels, lectures, workshops, and fieldwork with leading experts including Stephen Greer, Giorgio Tsoukalos, Graham Hancock, Jim Mars, Michael Tellinger, Laura Eisenhower, Jason Martell, David Wilcock, Doc Wallace, David Zareda, and many, many more of the biggest names in ufology. The conference will coincide with the Perseid Meteor Shower, and the Joshua Tree Retreat Center offers the perfect place for sightings through the clear desert sky. Enter to win a free ticket at contactinthedesert.com. We look forward to seeing you in Joshua Tree in August for a serious look at mounting evidence that we are not alone. For more information, go to contactinthedesert.com or call 760-365-8371.
America Tonight Show. How many times do you hit the ATM? Every time you pass one, I bet. At least a couple of times a day. How about when you go and you travel and it costs you like $3 and $4? I have to say, as somebody who said they would never do it, I am very, very guilty of that, folks. I don't know about all of you. My pal Greg Stebbin is in the wings. He's one of the editors of Men's Health Magazine. Also, Men's Health Magazine now does a radio show. Where can we hear your radio show, Greg?
Well, come find us at menshealth.com/radio, and we've got a list of affiliates there. It's very exciting for us. I mean, you and I have been talking for years with, about stories in Men's Health, and for us now to be on the radio with our own show, it just makes perfect sense. And I think it's been, our listeners have been very excited about it too.
Sweet. All right, ATM machines. I know you're going to lie to me and say you would never do that, but you've been on some island with your beautiful wife, or you've been somewhere where you had to get money, and you did it, didn't you?
Well, what's funny is I use ATM, but almost never, maybe once or twice a year, will I go to what I call a foreign ATM, where you have to pay your bank's fee and the other bank's fee.
Yeah,
maybe once or twice a year, because it's just watching that $4 or $5 sucked out of my account just makes me crazy. And the irony is, I did it today. Today, I knew I was going to be talking to you, and there I am with no cash. I actually got a haircut, and the barber said, "Oh, yeah, we don't take credit cards."
Oh,
I can't give the haircut back.
No, you got to get
so
the money.
I went to the closest ATM and I bit the bullet, and I knew I was talking to you about it, which just really irked me. But if you can avoid paying those fees, I think for a lot of people, I think we go into denial about it, but I think if you actually took out your bank accounts for the last 3 months or 6 months or the last year and you added up what you paid in ATM fees, I think a lot of people would feel a bit sick to their stomach realizing that they literally threw that money away, because you don't have to pay the fees.
Absolutely, and you're right. If you added up all the fees, in fact, I'm sure Dr. Phil or Dr. Oz or whoever knows whoever, Susie Orman, when they're doing one of their shows, they talk about ATM fees because some people have a crazy habit about that. And so if you added them up, it would be, the price of however many meals or water bills or whatever it is that you have
to
pay.
Yeah, or a car payment or something. Yeah, and the other thing to understand is, and this is quantified, they're going up. They went up 11% last year.
Ah.
So if you think you were paying more, it may be because you were going more, but it may have also just been that they've raised the fees. So you are paying more.
Yeah. So what do you do? How do you be smarter about ATM use? I mean, obviously one is just to stop completely, but what else can you do about it?
Well, some of it has to do with your bank, and some of it has to do with habit. And by the way, by the time we're done talking here, I hope we'll also talk about what's called ATM skimming. That's where bad guys steal your ATM number and your PIN. So let's make sure we talk about that, too.
Sure.
But there are actually banks that will refund you for any ATM fees. So you go to any machine. In a way, it's better than going to a big bank, because at a big bank, you still have to go find the big bank. Can I talk tonight?
Yes, the big
bank's location or ATM to avoid the fees. Whereas if you go to a bank that just reimburses you for ATM fees, you just go to the closest machine and you don't worry about it. And there's some big banks that do this. TD Ameritrade does it. Ally does it. Charles Schwab does it. And there may be some local banks in your area, or even credit unions that do the same thing. If you're a big ATM user, if you need cash and you're constantly running to a machine to get it, this is one of the first things you should do, is just get a bank that'll give you the money back. You'll actually have access to more machines, in a sense, because you won't be looking for your bank's machines, and you just won't worry about it because they'll give you back the money at the end of the month.
Yeah, and there is a few clever things that happen around the country. If people know that have listened to me, Greg, for a long time, I always say I can't get a good cup of coffee outside of New Jersey and South Philly and parts of New York, because they have these convenience stores called Wawa, and they have massive coffee, and you're familiar with them. And they did a clever thing. They have an ATM machine that charges you nothing. So you use their ATM machine as long as it's hooked up to, Star or whatever those networks are, Pulse.
Right.
You're okay. It's zero to go in there.
Oh,
people use it all the time.
Of course, you come in and you probably buy stuff while you're in the store.
Exactly.
That's very, very clever.
It is very clever. All right, speaking of being clever, and you mentioned it, one of the first things you have to watch out for, and, we all have so many passwords and everything else that we have to remember, but you have to be really careful. And I think people are cavalier about the PIN thing, because they want to hurry up and get their ATM card going. Sometimes they're at the bank when they get the ATM card. They get it in the mail, whatever. They have to go through the rigmarole of the prompts, and they just pick a bunch of numbers. But that's a mistake, isn't it?
Well, mostly. So someone did some research on this, and they found that 20% of all ATM cards had the same passwords. The same four passwords. And we could guess what they are, right? 1234.
Mm-hmm.
1111.
Mm-hmm.
0000. And 1212. If that's the PIN on your ATM card, just know, if you ever lose it or it's stolen, your money's gone. Your money's going to be gone so fast, because a thief, those are the first four PINs that a thief is going to try. So you've got to come up with something a little more challenging. Because, when someone steals or you lose a credit card or an ATM, what that's actually called is a crime of opportunity. And what that means is you're only going to get fleeced to the degree that you made it easy to fleece you. So if someone gets your ATM card and the PIN is hard, are they really going to spend that much time trying to crack the code, or are they just going to throw it away and go get another ATM from a sucker who used the password 1234?
Yes, that's what they're going to do. You're right. So what's your number?
Sorry, not falling for that.
You're not.
Not even close.
So the idea is, don't avoid predictable things too. Like, even because if somebody cracks the code somehow with something else you have.
Your month and birth year, bad idea. Your address, bad idea. Do you remember, just as a real-world example, this wasn't a PIN number, but it's close enough to make the point. Do you remember when Sarah Palin's email was hacked?
Yes, yes.
Now, how her email was hacked, she was running for vice president. How her email was hacked was that, just as you might use the four numbers in your street address as your PIN, I can find the four numbers of your street address. If I had your card, I would look for that. I would look for the month and year you were born. I'd also try putting the day you were born in there as well. I would just try all that stuff if I wanted to get into your account. And for most people, it probably would work. In 10 tries of guesses, we could probably figure it out. In the case of Sarah Palin, her password was Wasilla High and then something. Well, how hard was it for someone to find out what high school she went to?
Yeah, not
very hard at all. It was all over Google.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. And you have a tip, and you talk about this in Men's Health magazine, but I agree with this. I try to do this. There is something about, for goodness sake, we don't carry cash. So what you should do is you can set yourself up, am I right, where you go and you get the cash for the week, or you go twice and you get your cash, and then that's it. You have it in your wallet, you have it in your purse, and you're done.
Yeah, and that actually accomplishes two things at once. One is, if you're paying to use an ATM, it's at least reducing the fees down to the 2 trips instead of 5 trips a week. I used to go every day and get a 20. You know, it's not a good idea. Or, you know, as soon as a 20 was gone, I would go get another one. Bad idea. But the other thing is, if you always go get cash on Monday morning, and you always get cash on Friday afternoon, so you have cash for the week, the work week, and then you have cash for the weekend, not only does it cut down on the fees, but it also puts you on a budget. You hopefully have said to yourself, I'm allowed to spend X dollars in cash during the week, and here is that cash.
Right.
The same thing with I've budgeted to spend X during the weekend. You know, there can be exceptions, and sometimes there's special occasions and things, but, you know, the whole idea of budgeting, which is a smart thing to do, is, you know, let's kind of know what we're doing, so if we veer off the budget once in a while, at least we know what we're doing and we know what the impact is.
Absolutely, makes sense. All right, explain skimming to us.
Okay, so this is really a scary thing. So I'm going to tell you the scary part, and then I'm going to tell you the oh-so-simple solution. So the scary thing is, bad guys will go up to an ATM and stick their own slot over the slot that's there. So when you slide your card in, you're actually sliding your card into their machine, and it reads the number. And then somewhere they will attach a small little camera. And, you know, nobody thinks it's weird to see a camera at an ATM because there's cameras everywhere, right?
Mm-hmm.
But it's their camera. So now their skimmer is reading your number, and their camera is watching your hand as you type in the PIN. You're done.
You are done.
You're done. So what's the oh-so-simple solution? It's so simple, it's just and so low tech. Use one hand to type in the number and cover your hand with the other.
There you go.
They may get your number, but they don't have your PIN.
Yeah, problem solved. All right, so I hope everyone paid good attention to what Greg was telling us. Greg Stebbin, Men's Health Magazine. Thanks as always for stopping by.
It's great to be here.
I'm afraid of America.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill, and I had high blood pressure, high blood sugar, poor vision, and I really wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess, pretty much.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract, and from within a few days, I started sleeping a lot better. My blood pressure normalized, my blood sugar normalized, and my sleep really did improve.
Experience these benefits and more when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There is a false sense of security that the greatest economic crash since the Great Depression is over. But unemployment is still at a 20-year high, and until Americans are working again, the economy has not recovered. What is the smartest investment you can make? It's food. Having a supply of eFoods Direct 25-year shelf life food is your best investment for the troubled times today and the future. For 32 years, the folks at eFoods Direct have helped thousands take the trouble out of troubled times. So to celebrate our 32-year anniversary, get the best insurance possible with a special
special one-time offer. A two-month food supply for only $320 and free shipping. That's 352 servings of our newest and most popular award-winning recipes at less than a dollar per serving. The 25-year shelf life allows you to lock your food cost against inflation. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex. The two-month supply is only available for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to efoodsdirect.com/Alex.
People are taking charge of their lives with healthier lifestyles. That's why you have to experience the Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event. One day only, Saturday, August 17th from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. at the Durham Convention Center in Durham, North Carolina. Explore the Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, where learning is fun and delicious. Discover the world of gluten-free with free samples, cooking demonstrations, and lectures with well-known members of the gluten-free community. Enter the raffle, and you can win the grand prize of a catered barbecue from Bonesuckin' Sauce, valued at $3,000. The Raleigh-Durham Gluten and Allergen-Free Wellness Event, August 17th at the Durham Convention Center. For more, visit RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. RaleighGlutenFreeExpo.blogspot.com. Presented by UD's Gluten Free, Glutino, Enjoy Life Foods, and Youngevity.
Amino acids are the building blocks of proteins. Amino acids have to be delivered to your body in the shape that nature gave them if they are to be used to create new proteins in your body. Just like a bricklayer cannot use bent or twisted bricks to build a brick wall, so too your body cannot use bent or twisted amino acids to build new proteins. Giving your body an undamaged amino acid food can make a huge difference in your health. One World Way is an undamaged amino acid food unlike any other. You see, heating bends and twists amino acids, and all whey protein powders we've investigated, and most proteins you consume, are heated. With our TruCool process, you now have a choice with One World Way.
My name is Daniel. I'm 34 years old. When I started using One World Whey, I weighed 228 pounds. Now, after 2.5 months, I weigh 182 pounds. This is my ideal weight. I've noticed an increase in stamina, rate of recovery from workouts, and an increase in my potency.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com.
And the president's budget proposal from just the other day. Pete Sepp joins us now. He's from the National Taxpayers Union. He's the vice president. We're going to talk about some of the things that you might not have noticed from the other day that kind of slipped under the radar. The budget so late, 65 days late, as a matter of fact. You know, I had the little countdown here on America Tonight. Pete, welcome to the show. Thanks for hanging with us.
Great to be here. Yeah, 65 days late and about $5 trillion short.
What do you think? You know, we'll get into some specifics, but overall, the first thing that really sprang out at you when you looked at this proposed budget from the other day?
Actually, what sprung out at me was the number of recycled proposals. We keep hearing about bold new items in the president's budget, this chained CPI concept. Well, that's an old concept. It's certainly a new idea in the president's budget. And we have some more means testing of Medicare programs. I suppose you could call that an entitlement reform. But once you get beneath that superficial amount of detail, well, you get to a whole lot of proposals that have shown up in budget after budget after budget of this administration, namely tax hikes.
Yeah, and that's what we hate to hear because that's what we want to know. Here we are coming close to tax day, but then when all this kicks in, that's what you're thinking, taxes of all sorts in our lives. So this one hit me because somebody sent me a note about it right away, the federal estate tax. What's happening there? What's the difference there as part of the fiscal cliff deal? It kind of tweaked that, unfortunately, in the wrong direction.
Well, yes. What we wound up with in the fiscal cliff deal was not repeal of the death tax, which we were hoping for, not even keeping the death tax at the parameters that were in existence right before the fiscal cliff deal. Instead, Congress and the president decided to raise the rate from 35% to 40% and keep the exemption at $5 million, but index it for inflation so that the cost of living would not eat away at the value of that exemption. Not a great deal, but it could have been worse. And by worse, I mean now what the president is proposing to do, which is in 2019 undo that deal and say, let's have a 45% death tax rate and an exemption of just $3.5 million. I say just because that could very well not cover a lot of small businesses and medium-sized farms as well, and we could very well wind up in a situation where we have this industry once again arising of various accountants and strategies and the like to avoid the death tax. The problem with that is that's a deadweight loss to the economy. A lot of money spent on planning, trying to stay on the right side of that exemption and keep from having to pay the tax that could otherwise go into more productive pursuits. Or worse, maybe this will touch some businesses to the point where they can't stay intact. You get less tax revenue in the long run when those businesses are broken up and they no longer have tax-paying employees or profits.
Oh, yeah, not good. That 45, as you said, just adding it on, not at all what was expected, not at all.
No,
The other thing that is interesting and something that will affect everyone listening, you know, they always talk about the middle class, we're trying to save the middle class. But it turns out for anybody who's flying aviation-wise, they were seeing that they're going to try to raise more money by boosting, jacking up the passenger security fee. So what does that go up to and how much is that going to actually raise?
Yeah, this is called, of course, the passenger security fee. It's labeled a user fee. That's not really what it is. So what the administration's talking about is boosting it to a minimum of $7.50 each way. That doesn't sound like a lot of money, but then you have to consider that there are all kinds of taxes on airline tickets, an excise tax, an inspection fee if you're flying internationally, segment fees. It all adds up to a burden of more than 20% on a typical airline ticket. And so this would only worsen the pain. The whole proposal would probably raise about $26 billion over 10 years. Now, the administration says what we're doing here is trying to get the fees to more accurately reflect the costs of aviation security. Trouble is, 70% of that new money would go to the general fund of the federal budget. So this is not about aligning costs of security with fees. It's about a money grab, just the way it is, frankly, with energy taxes that are once again being proposed in this budget. The administration is saying, we want to make the tax code simpler and fairer for businesses, level the playing field, and all that rhetoric, except apparently for the oil and gas industry, because the administration would punish them by taking away deductions and credits that lots of other industries get, but only for oil and gas. That's discriminatory treatment. That's the opposite of tax reform.
Yeah, well said. This is another interesting one that you could take me through. The budget savings, where we're talking about the same old controversies, really. And, in fact, you even listed, and it's right, I was counting them up the other day, the budget overview lists 250 what they call cuts, consolidations, and savings proposals that amounts to more than $25 billion. That's in 2014. But what does it really mean?
Well, when you think of these words, cuts, consolidations, and savings, you generally think of programs that are terminated or various spending items that are cut back dramatically. Well, the definition's a little more expansive in the president's budget. Now, we found that there were 159 specific items with a price tag on them that pertain to what are called discretionary programs, the kinds of programs that Congress appropriated creates money for each year. Well, out of those 159 items, 119 of them are warmed over from last year's budget. And many of them Congress has either rejected or at least failed to consider. So it's not likely that many of those are going to see law and actually start working to save taxpayers money. Now, if you look on the so-called mandatory side of things, the programs that sort of grow on automatic pilot, well, he's got 21 of those. 9 of them are actual spending reductions, but 12 are revenue increases. So when you do things such as boost revenues, to most people, that's not really considered a savings. That's really just another way the federal government is grabbing more money.
Yeah, no kidding. And here's one that people get very confused on, the so-called Buffett rule. What's happening with that to the wealthy taxpayers?
Oh, goodness. This is really piling on. Now, in the fiscal cliff deal, the Congress and President decided, let's go and have a 39.6% tax rate again, like the way it was in the Clinton era, slightly different income threshold for wealthier Americans. On top of that, we have the 2010 health care law and its surtax. On top of that, we have the fiscal cliff deal's new limits on itemized deductions. That's not enough for this administration. They're now proposing to resurrect the so-called Buffett rule, which is designed to ensure that very wealthy people pay a minimum tax rate. Well, we already have the alternative minimum tax that has barely been kept at bay through these so-called patches, keeping inflation from throwing millions of Americans into the AMT category. The fiscal cliff deal largely fixed that, but I guess now the administration's saying we want another crack and we're going to invent a new kind of minimum tax. That's what this Buffett rule is about, and it's incredibly complicated. The explanation of this, which has been dubbed the fair share tax, is incredible. I was reading the budget about this, and I'll read just one line so you get the flavor. It says, the tentative FST equals 30% of AGI less a charitable credit equals 28% of itemized charitable contributions allowed after the overall limitation on itemized deductions. Does that sound simple to you?
No, it doesn't. It doesn't.
And it's going to be crazy.
Do you think that I guess they were just relying on it, as you said it several times, and it's true, it's the same old thing. They're just repackaging stuff from previous budgets. So why did the budget come out late anyway? Because they might as well have submitted the same budgets before. I guess I just rearranging words and kind of thinking that we're not going to notice. Do you think that's what the deal was?
Quite possibly, yes. And to their credit, again, there are steps in the direction of entitlement reform. There are a few good savings in this budget, specifically farm subsidies. You would see an end to direct payments under the administration's budget, as well as excessive insurance subsidies for crops. Those are good ideas. They've been mirrored in some of the congressional proposals. But the common ground here is not as large as it's being portrayed in the mainstream media, and we're going to have a lot more work to do. Now, this is not to say that the Republican budget resolution in the House was perfect. That had many flaws. Goodness knows the Senate's budget resolution was quite flawed as well. But the administration's budget is even to the left of what the democratically controlled Senate ended up passing.
Yeah, crazy. Pete Sepp, thanks so much. NTU Vice President, we appreciate the breakdown. Thank you.
Take care.
Bye-bye.
for over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE, 855-340-7283.
From the makers of Blanket Pocket, we bring you a serious message about the health risks associated with cell phones and wireless devices. Studies have shown that long-term exposure can contribute to an assortment of health risks. Blanket Pocket offers you two new products designed to help alleviate your concerns. See these two remarkable products at BlanketPocket.com. Call 888-315-9618. Free shipping to the lower 48. BlanketPocket.com. Enhancing health and privacy.
Did you know there are 3 million edible food plants on Earth, and none have the nutritional value of the hemp plant? HempUSA.org offers you hemp protein powder. It does not contain chemicals or THC, is non-GMO, and is 100% gluten-free. Hemp protein powder burns fat, builds muscle, contains 53% protein, and feeds the body the nutrients it needs. Call 888-910-4367 and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. Only at HempUSA.org.
Business right now. He's probably dreaming up things that he has to do on his to-do list. If I know anything about contractors, his name is John Hill, and we're going to talk about the good contractors list. John, how are you? I bet you're pretty busy because a lot is happening in the housing world, isn't it?
Man, I'm telling you, yeah, a lot of people to see out there for sure.
So tell us about the good contractors list. It's a way to find people who have integrity, you feel like you're going to get a good job, that kind of stuff. That's how that list was created or dreamed up, right?
Yeah, that's right. You know, there's a lot of different resources out there where you can find contractors. What I was trying to do was put together something that truly protected the people. What we do is we go and interview each contractor face-to-face, which doesn't usually typically happen. So when we meet them face to face, we also are asking them all the questions that should be asked. We make sure they have insurance, their license, and we do background checks on them.
Oh, background checks. So you go through, you get the licensing, all that sort of stuff. And how do they get on your list? How do you find out more about them? You go through the licenses and the things that you just said, or how do they jump on your list?
One of the other differences is that we actually try to get involved in the communities, go in and try to find out through community leaders, through industry professionals, who are the guys that we can trust. Those guys do business with contractors on a daily basis. They have long-lasting relationships with them. And so we have plumbers referring plumbers, and I think the number one thing that's going to make us different is that we're so sure of the choices that we've made that if they don't get the job done right, we're going to pay to get it fixed.
Wow. So somebody, yeah. I look at your list, and the list of services is, it's everything. So it's, you know, home repair handyman, landscaping, lawn stuff, electrical, drainage, decks, everything, folks, that you can possibly ever think of. So you go down, you choose what it is you want, you go to your list, and if someone messes up, like, for example, for me, if somebody messes up the swimming pool maintenance and cleaning, then you take care of it.
That's right. We have gone through this extensive process to make sure that the homeowner's taken care of. We believe, you know, that if we're going to refer someone, there's a lot of referral sources out there. If we're going to refer someone, wouldn't it be nice if we knew them? You know, that only makes too much sense. So we decided that's the way we're going to do it. It's a little bit slower. I mean, we don't just go out and tell everybody that we can get on the list. We actually take our time. Ask the right questions, go to the right people to find these guys.
Yeah. How do you, what's the fee, since every contractor's guaranteed, what's the feedback that you've gotten from people?
Well, I think that they're blown away. They can't believe that somebody's willing to. Part of our model is that we limit the number of contractors on our list, which means that we limit how much money we can make. And we put ourselves at greater risk. But the reason that we did that is so that we can keep the integrity all the way around. We actually have to keep ourselves honest in this too. So the response has been overwhelming. Everybody loves it.
What seems to be, I went through some of the things that are listed on the list, which is such a great idea, but what is the most popular need, do you think? Is there one thing, is it plumbing? Is it granite work? What do you see the most of where people are looking for recommendations of?
Air conditioning is real big. That's a big heading, especially with all the sting operations you see on TV. You want to make sure that you have a guy that's not going to go out there and misdiagnose something. I don't know if you've seen any of those things that pop up on TV where they do the sting operations for air conditioning contractors, but we're being very careful. One of the things that we're also looking for is the guys that aren't going to go in and do a lot of upselling. We're trying to keep away from the high pressure, high fear sales tactics, and that seems to be kind of the epidemic that I'm seeing happening a lot in the contractor industry. Is a lot of the bigger guys are getting big because they have trained salespeople versus just downright good service people, you know.
John, you're my new best friend. I hate that upselling. Everybody, even the pizza guy, is trying to upsell you. It's crazy. I get it that that's what people are told to do, and then when extra things happen, it makes sense in a business sense in one way because you get more money. But I think that we shield ourselves from that because we get pounded by upselling in every single industry, not just contracting, but everything in our lives. And so now we don't like it. That's very, very smart of you to do that because that's what it is.
I don't like it, and everybody who's on board with me on this knows that that's one of the first things that would get you kicked off the list. By actually keeping the number down to the appropriate number, I can actually hold them accountable. And they know that's one of the first things that would get them kicked off is if someone was complaining about this guy wouldn't leave my house, you know, some of those things that you hear horror stories about. And the guys that I've picked, I just know they're not going to be that late. They're just good folks.
Yeah. When you pulled this together, and as you said, you take your time, you go out there, you get to know the community and the people also that you're dealing with. Did your buddies tell you you're crazy? Why are you doing this?
Yeah, that's probably the worst, the most horrible business model you can put together to limit how much money you can make and put yourself at greater risk. So I said, you know what? In order to do it right, in order for us all to have the integrity we need, we really need to be held accountable. And the only way that this is going to work is if we find the right contractors that's not going to take advantage of people.
Yeah, and you know this, John, that people, I can't tell you the horror stories I've heard from people, even, no offense to Home Depot or Lowe's or whatever, but people go in and they get sold a package, a bathroom remodel or whatever, because they need their bathroom redone, and I've heard nothing but terrible things. I guarantee people listening to us now here in America Tonight have stories about something that's leaked or something that's happened. And it really gives contractors a bad name, which is a shame because there's a lot of good people out there, don't you think?
I agree. I think that there's a larger majority of people that are good that want to do honest work and try to do the right thing. But there's just enough bad people out there that it just ruins it for everybody. I'm meeting a lot of great people. The main thing that you got to really watch out for is to make sure that you don't just rush into anything. And I would advise any homeowner, take your time to do your homework. Even if you're using the good contractors list to find your contractor, you know, do an extra little extra study on them. Go look at the reviews. We've already done all that stuff, but you know, always protect yourself and make sure that you're not going to be taken advantage of. Or nowadays, with cell phones being able to be bought at Walmart, these guys can just come in, take half your money, and disappear. And it's just it's horrible.
Yeah. And that's happened with a lot of people. And so, run through some of the things for us. The air conditioning and heating you said was popular, but it kind of seems like everything's on your list from A to Z. Is that, did you just think of everything that somebody needs done in a home, and that's what you went after?
Well, we're trying, yeah, and we're still building. It's like I say, it's a one contractor at a time. We're doing this face to face. We're seeking out the right guys. We do have a few in each type of service. Definitely need to bring on more contractors that we can trust, and so we're going to keep doing it, and we're going to keep plugging away and give these guys just about everything that they can need for their home services. That's what our goal is, to have representatives in all the different fields that we have screened and agree upon. For instance, a remodeling contractor, if that did end up happening, where they used somebody from our list and disappeared, we will guarantee that won't happen. We'll come in and fix it. If they took off with $10,000, that's $10,000 we're going to return back to you. So,
wow.
But we're just really that sure about our choices that's just never going to happen.
Right. Are you kind of that guy that can do a little, just yourself, I'm curious, a little bit of everything, you know, that you could, if you had to do a roof, if you had to build a house from the ground up, how did you start off? Were you as a kid a guy who wanted to get into the business?
No, you know, it's funny. I'm not a contractor. I work alongside contractors and show them how to operate their businesses with integrity, but
right.
I couldn't change the light bulb. I'm horrible at it. But I'll tell you what, I am good. I'm a good judge of character, and I know the right channels to go to find somebody who's honest, and that's what we've done. So,
you're a homeowner, so you know what it's like, because nothing is perfect. Doesn't matter if your house is new, doesn't matter if it's a little bit older. Things start to happen with plumbing and things in your house,
sure.
Dishwasher, whatever it is, hot water heater. There's just nobody that's insulated from having to make these calls, so it is pretty interesting.
Frustrating.
Yes.
Yeah, it gets so frustrating whenever you're faced with an issue, and most of these guys, most people just wait until the issue happens before they start looking for somebody. If you're not able to have someone from the good contractors list come out and take care of you, I suggest doing a little homework now before you have the issue. Go out and talk to some real estate agents or other industry type professionals that work with contractors on a daily basis, and do your homework and find a few guys that, just in case there's an emergency, go ahead and have a few names ready versus in that emergency situation having to go look and find somebody out of the Yellow Pages or off of review sites or whatever, and then take the chance of being taken advantage of, you know. Do your homework first.
Yeah, I agree with you. Absolutely. Well said. John Hill, goodcontractorslist.com. Check it out. Thanks so much for coming on America Tonight.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you for your time.
Thanks.
There are those curious about Bitcoins and those using and making money with Bitcoins. What are Bitcoins? A Bitcoin is the first decentralized currency that can be easily transferred from person to person over the internet. No bank needed. This means lower fees, and accounts can never be frozen, limited, or closed. You are in control of your money. And the best part? You can start earning and making money with Bitcoins right away. No computer or expertise is required to earn money with Bitcoins, and a growing number of merchants now accept Bitcoins. Plus, they're easily exchanged for dollars, euros, and more. Learn more about the easiest, cheapest, most profitable way to enter the Bitcoin market and get paid every 2 weeks by one of the fastest-growing Bitcoin miners in the world at cloudhashing.com. Just like it sounds, cloudhashing.com. That's cloudhashing.com. We mine your business.